Lord, nothing from me, Father. Nothing from me, Father, Lord. As I have come unprepared, my Lord, I pray that you will fill the void, Lord, with your presence, with your words only, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give it all to you, and we are dependent on you, Lord, that you will be the one to control my utterance, Lord, from this moment onwards, in the mighty name of Jesus. We have prayed. Amen and amen. So, today in particular, the Holy Spirit is prompting me to actually speak about the Holy Spirit. And the big question is that, do you or are you aware of the Holy Spirit? Are you aware of the power of the Holy Spirit? Are you aware of the Trinity that live in you and are with you all the time? And that's what the Lord wants us to look at this afternoon. It's a very, very short teaching, so it shouldn't take too long, probably 10 minutes. But then the whole idea is for us to, picture ourselves driving, not even driving, but maybe we're on a road trip. Perhaps we are the passengers in this instance. And you know how you would like to while away the time on a road trip? So typically in this modern era, you will take out your smartphone if you have one with you, and probably be scrolling, scrolling, not even taking a look or view of what is out there. It's none of those. It's more of like whiling away the time with something that is not too boring. So you probably take your Instagram, you scroll, 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 get to the bottom of the page, read every post, watch every reel that you can. If you're bored with that, you can move on to WhatsApp stories, all sorts. So imagine you're doing all of that, and then suddenly you lose signal, right? You lose signal, and then you probably start to sweat buckets, and then you're just sweating, and you're like, oh my God, how am I going to carry on with this journey, from wherever to wherever. So from Bogatanga to Burkina Faso or wherever, you're just so bored because you don't have signal. Then suddenly you remember that, okay, how about tuning into the radio? You understand? Because suddenly the internet is no longer there. So your next thing you fall back on is the radio. So then you put your radio station on, maybe any BBC or whatever radio station it is, and then you start listening. You understand? That is how the radio is always there. But then it is when we do not have Spotify, for example, or we do not have Instagram, for example, that is when we fall back on the radio sometimes, or it's just playing as background noise. These days, because of all these smart devices and cars, or even the fact that you can plug in your cable, and all sorts can happen, or USB or whatever, you're able to listen to all these music without necessarily needing to listen to the radio. Okay. And such is how the Holy Spirit is always there. The Holy Spirit does not lack signal. You understand? The Holy Spirit is available at all times. It's just that we go and do all our things like Spotify. We go and do all our things, tapping into all other gods without even knowing that we've set up graven images for ourselves. And then suddenly when the signal drops, then we are like, oh, there's radio. But God does not want us to walk with that detachment. God wants us to walk knowing that there's always radio signal. God wants us to walk knowing that the line will never drop off on us. God wants us to always walk and know that, the Holy Spirit is not like your second chance, not second chance, but like your next best thing. It shouldn't be so. It should be the case of, oh, you're doing whatever you have to do, which is life, for example. So for example, you wake up in the morning, you have to go to work, but then you don't go to work thinking that it's just you, as you are. So just me, Fiona, getting up, packing my bags, packing my lunch. These days we are packing smoothies and everything, and then we are going to work, and then we forget to then we get to work, then we are like, oh, I left the Holy Spirit on the road, let me go back. That's not how it works. It's not going back and picking up the Holy Spirit and then saying, Holy Spirit, sit in the car and let's go. No, like we have to walk with the presence at all times. The Holy Spirit wants us to know that he did. He wants us to know that he's not disconnected. He wants us to know that he's very much alive in us. You understand? He is very, very, very much alive in us. And then this scripture has been it's one of the ones that we used for our Bible study last week, Sunday, in my toolkit. It's John 14:23. I hope I've not accidentally deleted it. But John 14:23, basically, let me see if I can find it. It says, Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them, sorry, and make our home with them." And I want us to pay particular attention to what the scripture is saying. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. So if you love the Father, then it is a given that everywhere that comes out of his book, you know, of his word, we will obey it. Everywhere that comes, we will prioritize it. You know, the logos should always come above any rhema. It should always come above any thing that we feel that, oh, we need to do this. I need to, the necessities of life that we think is priority. You understand? The word of God should always come before anything else. If you receive the rhema or you receive a prophecy or whatever, it should always complement what the word has already said. So you're not confused about anything. It shouldn't come to confuse you. It should just come to confirm that which the Lord has already declared upon us. So if we obey God, we will always obey his teaching. And that way the Father will love us. You understand? The Father, God the Father, will love us. And then pay attention to this part to say, and we will. So we, including Jesus, including the Holy Spirit, including the Father, will come to them, being the person who is obeying God's word, the person who is loving God. And then we will make our home with them. So it's until we obey God's word, you know, that's how we will know that the Holy Spirit is always in us. We wouldn't be driving and thinking that, oh, I left the Holy Spirit at Malam Junction, or I left the Holy Spirit at Kanishi, or I left the Holy Spirit at on the M25. That's not how it should be. If we know we are obeying God's word, we know by default that the Holy Spirit is actually connected at all times. You understand? And then the other scripture is 2 Corinthians 4:7-10, which says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." So the power that we carry to be able to survive in this world is from God and not from us. And then verse 8 says, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed." We always carry around in our body. Again, remember this. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. So at all times, we are carrying around Jesus's his death and resurrection in us. So we shouldn't be walking around like, oh, signal has dropped. No, signal is always alert. Signal is always alive. Signal is always connected. We should never walk around thinking that we are walking alone. And I've been, you know, I've been reminded of this all week, you know, like Victoria Orenze's music, I Get Back In. You know, I walk with God the Father, I walk with God the Son, I walk with all, you know, God the Holy Spirit, host of angels, you know, at all times, I get back in. If you know and you are confident that you're walking with God at all times, you won't be afraid of anything. You won't be afraid of anything, nothing that has, you know, two eyes or three eyes or four eyes or red eyes or wings or broomsticks should scare you. You understand? Our aunties and our uncles that we have sidelined them, and then we're like, oh, we don't want to even set foot on their compound, because if you set foot on their compound, you get chicken pox or you get cholera and you die, and this will happen. If you know you are walking with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, you know you are loving God, you know you are obeying his word, you know that you know the Trinity have come to reside in you. You know that you're walking with the death of Jesus in you. You know you're walking with the life of Jesus with you. Get this confidence that you get back in. You know, get this confidence that you will always stay connected. Get this confidence that you don't have to worry about you being alone, because all three of them in one body or Trinity live in us. So let's accept it Let's walk in that boldness. Let's embody it in its entirety and go out there knowing that we are surrounded by his presence at all times. There's no internet related matter. It is connected. It is proper radio signal at all times. So tap into the presence of God at all times. Never feel like you are alone. Never feel like you are hard pressed. Never feel like you are crushed, because the whole point of the presence of God being with us is that as we even go through the difficulties of life, it will not crush us, because he's given us the shock absorbers to be able to contain it all. That is the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's already gone ahead of us and given us the peace, because as he said in John 16:33, is that in this world there will always be trouble, but he has already given us peace. He has already overcome the world. So if we are walking with the overcomer in us, why should we fear? Are we not the overcomer's children? Are we not the children of the great overcomer? So that is how we need to exude that boldness. We need to walk in our inheritance of our Father being the one who has already conquered it all. And I always say this, because he has conquered it all, we are more than conquerors. We don't even have to sweat. We are more than conquerors. We don't have to go fight in First World War, Second World War. You just sit back, relax, and see and enjoy what your overcomer has already done for you, because he has already gone ahead of you. But the duty still remains. The condition still remains in John 14:23, that if you love me, you will obey my teaching. You understand? You have that duty to love God and obey his teaching. So do not disconnect from that, because when you disconnect from that, then your signal will feel weak. When in reality, maybe your signal is still connected. You yourself, you don't feel the attachment, and that is how it goes. So stay connected by loving God and obeying his teaching in the name of Jesus. So this is what our Father wants us to hear. And I pray that it blesses someone in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you so much for your word. Thank you for reminding us that the Holy Spirit, they at all times, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they really would like to make a home within us. Your word has confirmed this over and over and over again. We just have to walk in that belief. We just have to walk in that knowledge of what your word says concerning us. Father, Lord, give us the confidence, Lord, as your children. Give us the boldness, Lord, to walk in this truth, Father. Help us hold our hands, Lord. In all times, Lord, let us know that we have a Father who is very much alive in us. Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this revelation. We pray that we will walk in this light of in the light of this word that has come through, Lord. Father, Lord, I pray that you embolden us, Lord. Embolden us, Father. Embolden us at all times. Hold our hands, Father, Lord, as we run this race of life. Father, Lord, at all times when we feel weak in the spirit, when we feel weak in the mind, Lord, remind us, Father, Lord, that we serve a living God. Father, we don't walk alone, Lord, but we have the backing of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and all the host of angels, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for this reminder this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for Sister Sabia, Sister Geraldine, Sister Jennifer, Sister Lena, Sister Mercy, Sister Rosie, Sister Victoria, and myself. And I pray that you will use us to let this word that we've heard, Lord, spread far in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. God bless you all, dear sisters. As you have tuned in, I pray that the Holy Spirit will continue with you and that you'll stay connected at all times. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a lovely afternoon, everyone. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
The love of
the
God,
love of God, and the sweet
the
fellowship
fellowship of the Holy
of the
Spirit
Holy Spirit
be with us now
be
and
with us
forever.
now, forevermore, in Jesus' name. Amen. Surely
Amen.
the Lord's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall continue to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' mighty
Amen.
name. Amen. God
Amen.
bless you all, dear sisters. Have a
God
lovely
bless you too.
afternoon.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye for now. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. It's Musings by Martiki coming to you again with another podcast session.
Goodbye for now, and I will catch you on the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.